CPV Radio, Central Texas. You're listening to the hottest, most off-controversial, off-the-meters Christian radio station in the land. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Are you ready to walk, family? Let's go!
That's right, family and friends. It is the hottest radio network on the planet. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network has an all-star lineup just for you. TPV Reloaded, Sunday at 4 p.m., Wednesday and Friday at 11 a.m. The Caribbean Pepper Pot, Tuesdays at 8 p.m. The Grub, Monday at 12 p.m. Brother Don Presents, Saturday at 4 p.m. Man, Let's Pop at 6 p.m. every first Monday of the month. It is the Love Potion at 8 p.m. every second and fourth Thursday. TPV Wired Up, first and third Saturday at 8 p.m. TPV Presents by appointment only. You can also catch us on KBRG The Bridge or download Live 365. Walk with us. Let's go.
At Majal's Products, we care for a better you with our handmade natural ingredients to give you healthier skin, body, and stronger hair. Like our face, foot, hair, and body care products. To order yours today, please visit our website at www.majalsproducts.com or on Facebook at Majal's Products. Get yours today and get your faster results without breaking the bank.
You never heard Christian radio quite like this. Get your fix 24/7 on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network.
Disclosure.
All information that is given for Men Let's Talk are research information and is not based on my opinion. These are health tips, symptoms, and signs. Please be aware if you're experiencing any sign and symptoms, seek medical attention immediately. Do not self-diagnose based on information given. Family and friends, it is that time of night. So, men, let's talk. So, what are we going to talk about on Men Talk tonight, family and friends? You know, like I said, here we are about keeping our men healthy, you know, and just informing them about a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and a little bit of everything that is pertaining to their health. So tonight, we're going to talk a little bit about the male reproductive system. So family and friends, like I said, this is not based on me, what I think I know. All the information that I share with you on Men Let's Talk comes from the Mayo Clinic, so you can Google them as well for more information, and that's the Mayo, like mayonnaise, M-A-Y-O Clinic. So, again, the male reproduction system. We're going to go into it. So, give me a quick second here. The male reproductive system makes, stores, and moves sperm. Testicle produce sperm fluid from the female vessels and the prostate gland, combined with sperm to make semen. The penis ejaculates semen during sexual intercourse. Yes, I'm going to be talking about things, and it's like, wait, is that really a Christian radio show? Are she really talking about these things? Yes, because guess what? When we get in our study group, we get in our link groups to church, These are things that they don't tell us. We don't have a health coach. I'm not saying that I'm a health coach. Because like I said, all this information that I'm sharing is coming from the Mayo Clinic. And I'm just passing along the knowledge that I got from my research. And like I said, you know, when we go to church, nobody ain't sharing these information with our man of God. Nobody is sharing no information with the woman of God about our body as well. And even it don't matter how old we get, there is always things that we can learn about our body. So yes, I am talking about the male reproductive system, family and friends. So we're going to talk a little bit about male infertility diagnosed. Many infertility couples have more than one cause of infertility. So it's likely you will both need to see a doctor. It might take a number of tests to determine the cause of infertility. In some cases, I'm so sorry, a cause is never identified. Infertility tests can be expensive and might not be covered by insurance. Find out what your medical plan covers ahead of time. So, family and friends, hold on 1 second. So, before you go to the doctor and you have infertility problems, you know, find out what does your insurance cover under infertility. So, I mean, like, for me, it's not a problem to talk about this. God has blessed me with two kids. But, you know, when I was, you know, younger, because I'm 40 years old of age, but when I was younger and I was trying to get pregnant, the doctors then tell me, well, I did the tests, you know, what my insurance paid for, what I paid out of hand. And I try and I try and try and try and nothing. The medications, you name it. I've been through it. The only thing that I have not done was an in vitro. And the doctor said, well, you know, you're good, you're young, you're healthy. We can't find anything wrong with you. You just can't have kids. But God said no, and God find a way, and I have two beautiful young girls. So God is good. So I don't see the problem of why not talking about this, because we have couples in the church that want kids and they can't have kids for whatever reason. And if you're not in that shoe, you don't know how it feels. And I'm talking from experience. You don't know how it feels when you see your younger family members, your friends, and stop having kids. And then, you know, sometimes we get to the point where I got to the point where I was questioning God, like, what's wrong with me? How come you made me such a mess up? How come I can't be blessed? How come I can't be fruitful? So until you're in that shoe and you know how it feels, don't judge anybody. So yes, I think it's necessary to be informative of different things that happen with our body. Don't be afraid to ask your doctor any question that's going on. Don't be afraid to ask why. Ask. So yes, I'm talking about male infertility, because we as females, we have the same problem as well. So like I said, just make sure to call your insurance, your medical insurance, and find out what they cover, what don't cover. Then when you go to the doctor for your visit, and the doctor said, well, let's talk to your doctor, and the doctor said, well, this is what we got to do, this is what we don't have to do, then you have your list of what your insurance covers, and then you would know, okay, this is how much I need to come out of pocket with. So diagnosing male infertility problems usually involve general physical examination and medical history. This includes, family and friends, examine your genitals and asking questions about any inherited conditions, chronic health problems, illness, injuries, or surgeries that can affect fertility. Your doctor might also ask about your sexual habits and about your sexual development during puberty. Semen analysis. Semen samples can be pain in a couple of different ways. You can provide a sample by masturbating and ejaculating into a special container. I'm so sorry. Alternative methods of semen collection. In such cases, semen can be collected by using a special condom during intercourse. Your semen is then sent to a laboratory to measure the number of sperm presented and look for any anomalies in the shape, the movement of the sperm. The lab would also check your semen for signs of problems such as infection. I am sorry for my friends. Often sperm counts fluctuate significantly from one semen to the next. In most cases, several semen analysis tests are done over a period of time to ensure accurate results. If your sperm analysis, your doctor will likely recommend it through tests of your female partner before conducting any more male infertility tests. Your doctor might also recommend additional tests to help identify the cause of your infertility. This is by a scrotal ultrasound. This test uses high-frequency sound waves to produce images inside your body. It can help your doctor see if there's any Russell or other problems in the testicles and supporting structures. Hormone testing produced by the pituitary gland. Testicles play a key role in sexual development and sperm production. Abnormalities in other hormonal or organ system also might contribute to infertility. A blood test measures the level of testosterone and other hormones. Post-ejaculation urinalysis. Sperm in your urine can indicate your sperm are traveling backward into the blood instead out of the penis during ejaculation. Genetic tests. When sperm concentration is extremely low, there could be a genetic cause. A blood test can reveal whether there are subtle changes in the Y chromosomes of a genetic abnormality. Genetic testing might be ordered to diagnose various congenital or inherited syndrome. Oh, sorry for my friends. All of a sudden, my throat got dry. Testicular biopsy. This test involves removing samples from the testicles with a needle. If the results of the testicle biopsy show that the sperm production is normal, your problem is likely caused by a blockage or another problem with sperm transport. Specialized sperm function tests. A number of tests can be used to check how well your sperm survives after ejaculation, how well they can penetrate an egg, and whether there is any problem attaching to the egg. These tests are rarely performed and often do not change recommendations for treatment. Transrectal ultrasound. A small lubricated wand is inserted into the rectum. It allows your doctor to check your prostate and look for blockage of the tubes that carry the if you're older couple, because sometimes we as females,
you know, we could have kids and then we reach a certain age and like, hey, we turn to our husband and say, hubby, I feel like having another baby. I feel like having somebody else around to, you know, be around. I want another child. Even when you're up in a young age, you know, these problems are in a that will happen to younger males as well, or infertility for younger females. It could happen. Like I said, I've been there and, you know, I've questioned and questioned and questioned. But sometimes it's just that God is not ready for you. So we're going to go into an exact cause of infertility can be identified. Even if an exact cause isn't clear, your doctor might be able to recommend treatments or procedures that would help in conception. In cases of infertility, the female partner also is recommended to be checked. This can help to determine if she will require any specific treatments or if proceeding with assisted reproductive techniques is appropriate. Treatments for male infertility include surgery, treating infections, treatment of sexual intercourse problems, hormone treatments and medication, assisted reproductive technology, that's ART. You know, for the surgery, it can correct and obstruct vas and it can repair that problem as well. So it's nothing to be scared about. In cases where no sperm are present in ejaculation, sperm can often be retrieved directly from the testes using sperm retrieval techniques. So, you know, I mean, this to me kind of sound more like if you're going to do in vitro where they take the sperm, you know, directly from the testicles and they insert it in the female. And for females, you know, for those of us that have problems, you know, and you do a complete, I called it a complete, like I said, I'm no doctor, but the limited knowledge that I have, I'm sharing with you guys. When you do a complete in vitro is when they take the egg from the female and they take the sperm from the male, you know, and it's done in a lab where they fertilize the egg, and sometimes it is placed back into the female so that egg could attach and grow into a fetus. So, I mean, for husbands out there and for long-term partners, if you have a problem, see your doctor. It ain't nothing we should be ashamed about. You know, the only thing you should be ashamed about if you're not going to the doctor to check yourself and make sure you're okay. So that's the only thing you should be ashamed about. Treating infection, antibiotics. You know, antibiotics treats more infection. So antibiotic treatment might cure an infection of the reproductive tract, but does not always restore fertility. Treatment for sexual intercourse problems. Medication or counseling can help improve fertility in conditions such as erectile dysfunction, which is also called ED, or premature ejaculation. Hormone treatments and medication. Your doctor might recommend hormone replacement or medication in cases where infertility is caused by high or low levels of certain hormone or problems with the way the body uses hormones. Assisted reproductive technology, that's ART. ART treatments involve obtaining sperm through a normal ejaculation, surgical extraction, or from a donor individual, depending on your specific case and wishes. The sperm are then inserted into the female genital tract or uses to perform vitro fertilization or in vitro intratraheoplasmatic sperm ejection. So we're going to go down and talk about when treatment doesn't work. In rare cases, male fertility problems cannot be treated. Family and friends, in rare, not every case, in rare cases, it cannot be treated. And it's impossible for men to father a child. Your doctor might suggest that you and your partner consider using sperm from a donor or adopting a child. Like I said, family and friends, all this information that I'm sharing with you comes from the Mayo Clinic, and that's M-A-Y-O Clinic. So you could also go there and you could continue doing your search and look at clinics in different places and stuff like that. So, you know, we have one near us. So again, family and friends, you can look into this yourself and see what clinic has to offer. So, of course, clinical trials, testing new treatments, interventions, and tests are a means to prevent, detect, treat, or manage this disease. Lifestyles and home remedies. There are few steps you can take at home to increase your chances of achieving pregnancy. Increase frequency of sex. Having sexual intercourse every day or every other day, beginning at least 4 days before ovulation, increase your chances of getting your partner pregnant. Having sex when fertilization is possible. A woman is likely to become pregnant during ovulation, which occurs in the middle of her menstrual cycle between periods. So we know 28 days. So between that 28 days is when we are ovulating. This will ensure that sperm, which can live several days, are present when conception is possible. Avoid the use of lubricants. Products such as KY jellies, lotion, and saliva might impair sperm movement and function. Ask your doctor about sperm-safe lubricants. You hear that, guys? You know that KY jelly and so that saliva, that spit, like how we don't call it, lotions and stuff. If you're trying to get that female pregnant, you know, these things can reduce, it might impair sperm movement and function, so it could reduce the factor of you getting that female pregnant. Alternative medicine. Evidence is still limited on whether how much herbs or supplement might help increase male fertility. None of these supplements treats a specific underlying cause of infertility, such as a sperm duct defect or chromosomal disorder. Some supplements might help only if you have a deficiency, meaning if it's low, it could help boost. Supplements with studies showing potential benefits and improving sperm count or quality include black seed, Q10, folic acid, horse chestnut, panax, ginseng, zinc, and L-carnitine. These are the things that you could help boost you for the men. It'll help boost you. Talk with your doctor before taking dietary supplements to review the risk and benefits of this therapy. As some supplements taken in high dosage, mega dosage, or for extended periods might be harmful. So we're going to go down and talk about coping and support. Coping with infertility can be difficult. It's an issue of unknown. You can't predict how long it will last or what the outcome will be. Fertility is it necessarily solved with hard work. Emotional burden on a couple is considerably, and plans for coping can help. Planning for emotional turmoil. Set limits. Decide in advance how many and what kind of procedures are emotional and financially acceptable for you and your partner, and determine a final limit. Fertility treatments can be expensive and often aren't covered by insurance. A successful pregnancy often depends on repeated attempts. Some couples become so focused on the treatment that they continue with fertility procedures until they are emotionally and financially drained. Family and friends, I have seen this for myself, where they've been going to the doctor and doing these fertility procedures for a while. And I just feel if it's not your time, it's not your time. I mean, consider adapting at this point or something, but family and friends, it could be emotionally and financially draining. Consider other options. Determine alternatives. Adoption of donor sperm or egg as early as possible in the fertility process. This can reduce anxiety during treatment and feeling of hopelessness if conception does not occur. You know, okay, I'm going to back it up a little bit because I'm going to share this last point, and then I'm going to back it up a little bit and share something what my doctor shared with me years ago, my OBGYN. Talking about your feelings, locate support or counseling service for help before and after treatment to help endure the process and erase the grief if treatment fails. I'm going to share something with you, family and friends. And this is something that came from an OBGYN. And she shared with me when I was going through the process of trying to get pregnant and nothing wasn't working. She said, you know, nothing is wrong with you. You just can't get pregnant. Now, the person that I was with at that time, I had them tested for the STD, which I didn't have no STD or anything like that. I didn't get any sexually transmitted disease from it. But I just had them go through a ring as well because I was determined that I would get pregnant. They didn't have any kids either, but I was just determined that I'm going to get pregnant by any means possible. So both of our tests came back normal, nothing was wrong with us. She said, let me share this with you guys. I'm like, uh-oh. She said, sometimes it's not you, it's not him. Sometimes when we try to have kids, she said we're not compatible as a couple. So it's like when you have an infection and your immune system is fighting back that infection, but that infection is fighting back. She said, it could be that y'all just not compatible as a couple. And I'm like, man, she don't know what she's talking about. This is who I love. This is who I want my child for. This is, you know, I was all there. I wasn't accepting that. And couple of years down the road, I got pregnant, and I'm like, okay, probably she was right. You know, sometimes we might feel that person is our soulmate. We might see that person as our soulmate, but it doesn't necessarily mean that they're our soulmate sexually to conceive or to create a child. It could be true. I personally don't know how much truth it is in that, but that's just something that my doctor shared with me that I wanted to share with you guys as well. So we're going to continue here and finish up this. Managing emotional stress during treatment. Practice stress reduction techniques. Examples including yoga, meditation,
and massage therapy. Consider going to counseling. Counseling such as cognitive behavioral therapy, which uses methods that include relaxation, training, and stress management, might help relieve stress. Express yourself. Reach out to others rather than holding in your feelings of guilt and anger. Stay in touch with loved ones. Talk to your partner, family, friends. It can be helpful. So again, we're going to go down here and we're going to talk about preparing for your appointment. If you have never been evaluated by your doctor, you might begin by seeing your family doctor. However, you have a known condition resulting in infertility or have any abnormalities on your testing by your primary care doctor, then you may be referred to a specialist. Here's some information to help you get ready for your appointment and what to expect from your doctor. What can you do? Be aware of any pre-appointment restrictions. Write down any symptoms you're experiencing. Write down key personal information. Find out whether you have a family history of fertility problems. Find out from your parents if you had any understanding tests. This means other issues at birth or in early childhood. So you want to find out this from your parents. Make a list of all medications that you're on. This includes vitamins and supplements. Family and friends. This includes prior use of muscle building substance and any use of alcohol, tobacco, marijuana, and those free time drugs, family and friends. Those that you're not supposed to be taking. So, you know, be honest, be straight, be straightforward with your doctor. Let your doctor know, you know, that HIPAA law protects you as well. Whenever you, talk about your doctor with, they're not supposed to share it. So just remember that whatever you talk about with your doctor, it's supposed to stay right there. So that HIPAA law cover you. Take your partner along. Your partner also might need tests done to see whether he or she, whether she has any infertility problems, and that way she could ask the doctor as well. Write down any questions that you need to know, any questions that, when I say feel, you need to know, like, you know, you might have a question that you want to ask the doctor and you feel that you need an answer to it. So write down any questions that you have, like, what do you suspect might be interfering with my ability to father a child? What kind of tests do I need? Will my partner also need tests? What's the best treatment my condition? Should I see a specialist? Is there any genetic alternative to the medicine you're prescribing me? These are the questions that, you know, you could ask your doctor. Are there any brochures that, you know, printed material that I could get to, you know, have me more informative? What to expect from your doctor? Be ready to ask the questions your doctor is likely to ask. Well, there might be questions that we don't like. Have you ever had an STD? What age did you start puberty? Have you ever fathered a child? Have you had a vasectomy or other abdominal pelvic surgeries? Be honest with your doctor. To my male out there, to my male family and friends, be honest. Have you ever, you know, used steroids? You know, do you have a history of testosterone? Be honest. Male infertility care at the Mayo. So you could go on their website and they have a section that says male for disability care at the Mayo Clinic. There's a campus in Minnesota. There are set of trained doctors that, you know, are trained in reproductive endocrinology, urology. So these are the doctors that the men would need. They do have problems. So, you know, you could look them up and see what they have to offer you. You can see where else they have clinics, because it's just not in Minnesota. So you can see about their expertise and their ranking. The difference is that the cost and insurance, you know, Mayo Clinics work with hundreds of insurance companies, and it's an in-work provider for millions of people. So it's something that they have here to, you know, have a couple more. So under the male reproductive system, we have things like testicle pain. So what is testicle pain? Testicle pain is a pain that occurs in or around one or both testicles. Sometimes testicle pain actually originates from somewhere else in the groin or abdomen and is felt in one or both testicles. If you, family and friends, my male family and friends, if you're going through this, go to your doctor, have it checked out. You know, testicle pain has a number of possible causes. Testicles are very sensitive, and even in minor injury can cause testicle pain or discomfort. Pain might arise from within the testicle itself or from the coil tube and supporting tissues behind the testicle. Sometimes what seems to be testicle pain is caused by a problem that starts in the groin, abdomen, or somewhere else. For example, kidney stones and some hernias can cause testicle pain. The cause of testicle pain can always be identified. So, diabetic neuropathy, like I said, hernia, fluid buildup that cause swelling of the scrotum, testicle inflammation. You know, if you're diabetic too, you know, it can damage your nerve. You know, if you're diabetic, and it could also cause you to have pain, you know, and endopathic testicle pain, it's an unknown cause, which kidney stones, mumps, paresis, scrotal mass, urinary tract infection, testicular, I'm so sorry, torsion, which is a twisted testicle. There's a lot that can cause testicle pain. It does fall under reproductive system. That's why I'm going over it. To know what it is as well. So you could go, like I said, go to the doctor. Certain severe testicle pain can be a sign of testicle torsion, a twisted testicle that can quickly lose its blood supply. This condition requires immediate medical treatment to provide loss of the testicle. Testicular torsion can occur in males of any age, although it is more common in adolescents. Seek immediate medical attention if you have sudden and severe testicle pain accompanied by nausea, fever, chills, or blood in the urine. Schedule a doctor visit if you have mild testicle pain lasting longer than a few months or swelling in around the testicle. To make sure our men live a long time, for the mothers, the sisters, the aunts, you know, if you're a tight niche family, share this information with your brother, your uncle, your cousin. You know, share it with them because they need to hear it. They need to know there's things like testicle cancer and stuff like that. So, you know, you want to share the information. You want to do your own research. Like I said, everything that I give you here tonight is directly off of that Mayo Clinic website. You could go there again to look up that information for yourself, get more information. You can look and see the doctors. They even show you on the website, like the doctors, their specialty. There's a picture of the doctor, where they're located, what state, phone number, everything. So, I mean, if you're going through it, don't go through it alone. You know, if there's somebody that you're comfortable with, family, you know, sometimes we have husband and wives, to be honest, and they're not close at all, but you're closer with your sister, you're closer with a cousin. Share the information. You know, I wouldn't say get their advice, but I would say, you know, I don't want you to self-diagnose yourself and based on the information that I'm giving you. But if you have any symptoms, if you have any of this that's going on with you, you know, see your doctor. See your doctor. Like I said, I'm no doctor. I just share the information that me, myself, research to share with you guys. So, you know, sharing is caring. And I don't want to be selfish and have all this information that I research and keep it to myself, knowing that I could help keep my brothers, you know, my brothers, siblings, healthy, and to be aware of their health as well. So, you know, if you're listening to me on Live 365, we're going to give week by tomorrow, we should have the updated show platform that's coming out, because there's some things that have been changed. There's some things that has been updated. There's some things that's been added. So, you know, I'm just going to run it over quick, but the official advertisement should be on the Live 365 tomorrow. So on Sundays, we have TPV Reloaded from 2 p.m. All the times that I'm giving you, family and friends, is Central Standard Time. So TPV Reloaded with Pastor Christopher Newton, Brother Don, and Pastor Gene. You could tune in with them on Sundays at 2 p.m. Mondays, you have The Grub. We're back. That's right, family and friends. If you miss us today, you could go on our Facebook page, TPV Radio, and you can listen to that show. You could go to Black Talk and listen to us again. So The Grub is back, and that's Mondays at 12 p.m. Central Standard Time. Coming on April 20, we have a new show that's called The Reality Show. That's 7 p.m. with Dorothy Patterson. So this is a new show that's coming to you guys. So tune in. Her premiere, she premieres on April 20 at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Tomorrow, family and friends, it's Tuesday. Tune in at 6 p.m. with the one and only my sister, Sister Dion, with Victory Over the Weights of Life. If you have a testimony, if you've been through something, God has put his foot in it. God has put a stop in it. God has pulled you back. God has changed. He's turned you around. He's changed you. And you want to share that testimony, family and friends, you tune in tomorrow night with Sister Dion. Share your testimony. That number, our number, like I said, if you're listening to us on Live 365, that means we are live at that moment. That number to call in is 515-605-9873. So if you want to share, if you want to testify and not test a lie, tomorrow is night, calling to Sister Diane and share your story. Again, that number is 515-605-9873. And tomorrow night as well, the Caribbean Pepper Pot is back. That's right, with your one and only niece. The Caribbean Pepper Pot, my mouth is so dry, family friend. It is so, so dry that I'm speaking with a dry mouth. So the Caribbean Pepper Pot is back. That's every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. So Saturdays, if you lay back and you want to hear that good word, tune in Saturday at 4 p.m. with Brother Don Presents, with Brother Don himself and his sister, not only through the blood of God, but their actual brothers and sisters. So tune in with the Duyo, with TPV Duyo, on Saturdays at 4 p.m. with Brother Don's Presents. And Men Let's Talk, that was a change. It was every first Monday of the month, because we're getting new shows in and we're getting people that's interested in being on our platform. I have to kind of move it back. So I'm not no longer, I did this show tonight because I haven't done one in a while, and I wanted to do one this month because the first Friday of every month at 5 p.m., and I came on a little late, at 5 p.m., you could tune in with me, Men Let's Talk Real. It's research information that I'm sharing with you guys. It's not what me said, but it's what I got from the Mayo Clinic website. So again, family and friends, that's every first Friday of the month at 5 p.m. Even though it says Men Let's Talk, for my ladies out there, I will be bringing information to you as well. It's not all about Men Let's Talk. It's about the females. It's basically for the men, but there are information that I will share that is for females. It's for our adolescent kids, you know, our teenagers, that we can share with them as well and gain that knowledge. So, you know, we as parents could be better. We as women could be better with our health. We, you guys, I was just going to say we as men, but the guys, you know, you guys could be better fit for us, your wives, for your you know, lifelong partner, for whatever that lady is to you in your life. You know, I want to make sure that you stay healthy, that you stay in tune with your body, so we can have you around as long as we are around. So family and friends, again, this was Men Let's Talk. I am your host, Niece. Tune in tomorrow. I'm so sorry. The Caribbean Pepper Pot will not be on tomorrow night. Because Sister Dionne, Victory Over Life, I do apologize. She's from 6 to 8. And there's no way I'm going to do a show from 8 to 10, family and friends. So I'm going to probably push that to the Fridays. The Caribbean Pepper Pot, that might be another change that I'm going to do. But family and friends, just look and follow us on Facebook. You know, hit that like button that you could stay tuned with all our upcoming shows, all our upcoming interviews, to my family and friends out there as well. If you are a indie artist or a artist kind, if you are an author, a book, if you have a book coming out, you want to get that information across, you can use our platform for free dollars. That's right. Just email us at thesamisvoice@gmail.com. You know, email us so we could reach out to you, leave your name, your number, so we could reach out to you, get some information, and, you know, get you in for an interview as well. Our interviews are done on Thursdays and Fridays, family and friends. So, you know, every Tuesday, every Thursday, we try to have an interview in. Like I said, our schedule has changed. So if you are in the arts, you want your music to be played, email us, send us the music, and we will play it on our radio station. But again, remember, we're all Christian. We are a, yes, we are a controversial radio station, but because we keep it real, but our music is gospel. So if you have any gospel music that you want to share, that you have sung, you know, even if it's way back in 1964, you want to share it with us today, just send us the music. Like I said, email us at thesamisvoice@gmail.com. Also, if you want to be interviewed, you know, you have something coming up, you have something that's going on, and you want to share it across the network, we are more than happy to do that for you. Again, email us, thesamisvoice@gmail.com. Now, if you are looking for a platform to call your home, we are also opening up our TPV radio network platform for those of y'all that is interested in hosting your own show. Again, we're a gospel radio station. We might be controversial, but we're a gospel radio station. So, again, if you're looking for a home, if you're looking for a place to share your message, I don't care if you're a pastor, a bishop, even if you're somebody off the street and you want to get your message across, email us. Email us. Let us know that you're interested. Once we receive that email, I would call you because I'm the one that deals with anyone that's coming on as a host. You know, we'll sit down and talk, see what your platform idea is. See, and more likely we'll bring it live here on TPV Radio Network. So you could call, you could email us. I'll call you back. Give us 24 hours to respond if you send it and we have not respond right then and there. Just be patient because we have a lot going on this side, but we will get back to you within 24 to 48 hours. So it's guaranteed. So again, my friends, if you're looking for a home, we are welcoming you as a host. So family and friends, again, we're going to close off with a song because we still got some more minutes. I usually don't do that on this platform. I usually talk. But again, family and friends, I don't know how much I can say it. I'm bringing it across. But we are grateful for you guys just tuning in and listening to us and showing us your love at that way. We, in the near future, I did announce it, so hopefully by next month, we'll have our t-shirts and our website. Again, if you have not, see, everything is coming down. If you have not subscribed on our website, please do that. It's www.thesamisvoiceradionetwork.com. Did I say it right, hon? Okay, so www.thesamisvoiceradionetwork.com. Go ahead and subscribe that button. See what we have coming up. That website, our website also shows you who's our upcoming artist that is going to be interviewed. And stuff. So just get to know a little bit more about us through our website. So hit the subscribe button. You would get the upcoming information that what we post there and stuff. If you're not listening to our live show, please, 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 go to your Google Play, your Chrome Play, whatever Play you have. Download the app. It's Live 365. And then you type in your search engine. You type in the Sammy's Voice Radio Network. Again, when you type it in, family and friends, make sure each letter in each word is capitalized because I was frustrated the other day when I couldn't find it. And I told him, I was like, man, I just can't find it. I just can't find it. I just can't find it. He said, babe, you got to capitalize each letter and each word. So I'm sharing it so you wouldn't make the same mistake as me. Just capitalize each letter and each word, and we're going to pop up. You know, you could tune in to us. If you're driving in your car and your car is Bluetooth, you could Bluetooth us, and you can listen to our 24 hours radio station. You know, like me, my car is a little bit older, so I have to use the AX card, but that's okay. And you can listen to our 24-hour radio station. You know, if you're just sitting there, you're doing nothing, and you want to hear gospel music, you want to hear our shows. Some of our shows are repeat shows, meaning shows from the past, just to fill some gaps. But if we're saying that we're live, and if you follow us, you know our show times to know when we are live as well on Live 365. So again, family and friends, we are grateful for you guys tuning in and listening to us and supporting us that way. Like I said, on the website, hopefully by next month, we'll be able to, I would have our t-shirts and mugs on the website for your purchase. If you have a special show that you like Victory Over Life, you know, the t-shirt would be there. If you want to support us as a whole group for the Sammy's Voice, or I'm still dangling with that idea because I might have the Summons Voice Radio Network presents, and then it would have all the shows that we have with daytime and date. Still dangling with that idea, but you can support us. You support us through each show, not through the t-shirt, through the mugs. So if you want your mug to have victory over life, that could be done. It would be on a website. So examples would be there. The prices, everything would be there. So family and friends, that's the next way of supporting us to keep us going as well. I don't like to beg, but if you want to give a love offering to TPV Radio Network, you could do that by cash apping us at $ TPV Radio. So that is our cash app. Like I said, I don't like to beg, but we do take love offerings. I just don't want us to get like all these other radio stations and these pastors begging. But we're just asking you guys if you truly like what we're doing and you want to give a love offering, then that's it. Cash App, Money Sign, TPV Radio, that's our Cash App. So, you know, it is appreciated. It helped keep us going as well. So, family and friends, again, thank you for tuning in to Men Let's Talk. I know it was off the wall topic tonight, the reproductive system and testicle pain. You know, people don't like to hear things when it comes to medical and sexual things, but we married and we went before God and we got married, we're doing the do. So why not be informed about our bodies? Why not be informed as a single mom or just as a mom or as a dad so we could gain this information to share with our kids so they could know for themselves as well? So again, family and friends, like I said, I'm going to play a song before I go out. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for supporting us here on TPV Radio. Stay tuned, stay blessed, and be safe.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain.
Exalt my life, tear within, called on Christ, fail again. All my life, dwelled in sin, causing strife. My flare was dim, was lost in life. My prayer was then, to floss some ice, inhale revenge. To ball like Mike, be 12 of Ben. Turn off the lights, and nail your friends. But you fall from heights, when the ledge is thin. When you're called to fight, but you're scared to win. When they've marked the price, on your head for 10. And you're calling Christ, tread the grim, and it's all good night. You pledge with him, you lost your sight. You tread and swim, some sharks to bite. Shred your limbs, some stones for life. Pray
there's
from him.
An army rising up. There's an army rising up. There's an army.
Chain, set my life, stop the rain, move the clouds, send your dove, shine your
feet. I'm blessed to grasp, I'm blessed to reach, and she's the same, the change release. We only live a moment, cause nothing lasts forever. Receive it now and own it, it's either now or never. But never seem forever, forever seem to never come when you're in the moment. You wish would last forever, you realize the loneliness, know that you're walking on it. Not what you really want, but how bad you really want it. Hey, y'all, we finally grown up, I thought that's what we wanted. So we can do the grown up, whenever that we want it. And smoke on marijuana, and live within a moment. Cause ain't nobody own up, yeah, let's just don't condone it. Cause who can right or wrong us, the mirror's my opponent. It's either now we grown up, that we don't even want it. God is my everything that I ever could ever want. It's a doctor, I dare to dream, I could rock when I'm dead and gone. If you rockin' this treasure, we keep them talking. I ever long, because life is not guaranteed. And tomorrow may never come, I got some love for that. Even if it's only be God, he's done that. Whoever believe or perish, but life can be carried on through eternity and forever. I know that these won't be long, I'll be dropping these broken chains till I'm standing in front of the throne. Woo! Hear the chains falling.
Listening to the hottest, most off-controversial, off-the-meters Christian radio station in the land. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Are you ready to walk, family? Let's go! TPV Radio, Central Texas.